Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor. I just talk about my experiences as a retail investor. I started out with a few shares of AMC, hoping for the MOAS, and ended up with over 2 trillion Grumpy Cat coins. This podcast tonight, it's really for my fellow Grumpy Cat coin holders. I hope you're listening. I tried to open up a space call tonight, and it was kind of last minute. And I opened it up, and nobody came into the call. And I get it. You know, it's last minute. It wasn't really scheduled. And, I kept it open. I didn't say anything. And after, about 5 minutes or so, I canceled it. And I figured, this is easier for me just to do podcasts and post those whenever I can, and people can listen to them whenever they can. I like the space calls because you can hang out, you can talk, you can go back and forth with people. You can't really do that on a podcast. But for me, this just works better. I know I missed, Jedi and Angel used to do space calls on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night. And Angel had some health issues, and they got busy with work, and it was just too much for them to keep doing it. Now, we still have Chase that does the evening paw on Tuesday, and he does Saturday night on Saturdays. And, of course, we have the daily check-in with DB and Simon Monday through Friday. So, really, the only day there isn't an actual scheduled space call is on Sundays. So, that's kind of tough for me because, we have a young family. I have 2 kids. And the weekend is our time to get out and do things. And if all of a sudden I have a scheduled space call that I have to stick to, then that impacts our family life on the weekend. So it's hard for me to do a space call on Sunday. However, when I get free time, I can always post a podcast episode. When it's quiet, I can just get on. And even if it's just to say hi. So theoretically, I could do a podcast every day, right? Every day there could be a Grumpy Cat Coin podcast. And then you might say, well, why go with the name Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs? Why not just call it the Grumpy Cat Coin Podcast? Well, we have a very small investor base right now. It's about 3,000 Grumpy Cat holders. And if you don't own Grumpy Cat and there's a Grumpy Cat Coin Podcast, you might not listen to it. But if you're an AMC holder, which I am, or you're into Dogecoin or one of the other dog coins, or if you're into Pepe, if you have Pepe, which I had, and that really kind of sparked this whole adventure getting into Grumpy Cat for me. Maybe you might give it a listen. So that's why I haven't broadened out like that instead of just being specifically about Grumpy Cat. That's my main investment right now. That's my main hope is Grumpy Cat Coin. I don't know about AMC. I've talked about this. I think it's rigged. AMC went up today. And then, remarkably, wow, it went right back down. I don't know why that happened. Could be a million reasons. But in my heart, I've said this before, Ken Griffin and the market makers, they determine the price of stocks. They set it. It's not supply and demand. If everybody starts buying AMC stock, it will not matter. Ken Griffin is saying this is just the apes pumping their stock, and we're going to drown it in the dark pool. We're going to hold on to the buys, put all the sells through. They're going to do whatever they can do to direct that price where they think the value should be. They said it. He said it. He's on videotape saying that markets are efficient because active managers like him direct stocks to the price they think they should be valued at. Not supply and demand, what they think it should be valued at. And Ken Griffin is never, ever going to let AMC go higher than it is right now, probably. And even if it does, which I hope it does, I'm not trying to hate on AMC. I still have my AMC investment. God, I hope it goes up. I'm 90% down on that investment. I really do hope it goes up. I'm not going to sell it because it's down so much. It's not worth it. Just keep it. And maybe it'll go up. There's no reason to sell it when you're 90% down. If I was 50% down, who knows? You have a fighting chance to make that other 50% up. But 90%, that's a long way to go. So I'm still holding out hope. So I'm not trying to hate on AMC. I'm just trying to be realistic. But even if AMC does go up, Well, Adam Aaron and AMC, they're going to just issue more shares to get more money to maybe they'll use it to pay down debt, or maybe they'll use it for $1 million bonuses. I don't know. But I don't trust them anymore. I'm sorry, I don't. I get it. He's the captain of the ship. But when you're in charge of something, I don't care if it's a sports team and you lose 90% of your games. I don't care if you're a general and you lose 90% of your soldiers. I don't care. 90% loss on your watch. Not good. Not good. You're on the hook for that. And they'll just issue more shares if the AMC price goes up. And if it goes up, people are just going to sell anyway. All the apes and people that trade on it, they're probably going to sell anyway. So the odds of AMC going up, it's a little scary. So that's why I have Grumpy Cat Coin. That's why I have blockchain. Look, there's plenty of issues in crypto and with meme coins. But if you can find a good project, there's always the blockchain. You know, it probably wouldn't take that hard to find my wallet and see where I'm at. Like I said, I'm on record as saying I have over 2 trillion Grumpy Cat. Well, there's only 50 so wallets with around 2 trillion or more Grumpy Cats in them. So you can try to figure out, you know, I don't necessarily want to say it publicly, but not that hard. If you want to find out, and you could say, well, is this guy holding it or is he selling it? And I will say this, selling your investment is a personal decision. It's your investment and you can make any decision you want with your investment. For me, I'm holding on to it for the long run. I want it to go up high, but I will say this. If it gets to a point where I can sell some of my Grumpy Cat and I can pay off some credit cards, if I could make up for some losses in AMC, and I kind of know some numbers where I've seen other projects, once they get to that point, they kind of dip down after it, and that may be your best chance if you want to secure some profits. But I don't want to hurt the project. I'm not gonna sell everything for $500. I'm not gonna sell it for $1,000. But $100,000, maybe. You never know. $200,000, who knows? That can help out a great deal. My point is this, you know, you can verify that. Now, right now, if you go and you find my wallet, then you can see I haven't sold anything since way, way back when I first got into it. There was a point when I panic sold and I got rid of some stuff. So that's a good thing about crypto is there's the blockchain and you can verify stuff. And it's not like that with AMC. Ken Griffin, all the market makers, they want to run stuff through the dark pool. They can. And that's why I don't trust the stock market anymore. And I certainly don't trust the AMC play. So for me, My bet is on Grumpy Cat Coin. So this is about what can we do to support this project in 2024. And we keep doing what we're doing. We're having a lot of space calls, and we try to have a space call every day. Like I said, Sunday is the only day we really don't have a scheduled space call. So if somebody wants to step up and do Sundays, they can. It's hard for me to do Sundays just because of my family and that's when we go on weekend trips and everything. So that's kind of difficult for me to do that. And it's easier for me just to do the podcast and post the podcast and let people know, hey, if you want to hear Grumpy Cat, we can't really go back and forth on a space call. But at least if you want some Grumpy Cat talk at night, there's some Grumpy Cat Coin talk at night. So I'm going to keep doing my podcast. And, you know, the cool thing is that that's another platform for us to reach people. Is a podcast, a crypto podcast. And if enough people listen to it, you know, we can be the number one podcast in investing. I am hosted on Podomatic, and that's where I see my stats. And in investing right now, we're the number 3 podcast on investing. Hey, maybe we could be number 1, and I'll update you if we do get to be number 1. So we can try to do that. What are the other things we can do? You know, I think we have a Discord. I think we have a Reddit page. I don't spend too much time there. I spend time on Twitter and in Telegram. That's where I hang out at. But the one concern I have is when we were doing the nightly space calls, it seemed like it was the same group of people every time coming to the call. And it wasn't expanding. We weren't growing. It was just the same 3, 4, 5 people hanging out. And that was nice. And I actually really do miss hanging out with grumpy cats. It's funny, the other day, because of the holidays, we hadn't had a space call. And when DB and Simon finally did, when I had to listen to the replay, and it was really refreshing to hear those guys again. And I've talked about it like being in a rock band, and it was kind of like, hey, the band got back together and we're finally playing again. And it felt good, and I liked that. But I think, you know, I don't know what it is. How do you get more people, you know, involved and coming to these calls? I don't know. You know, I'm not a marketing expert, but I think that's something that has to be looked at. It can't just be the same handful of people. I know on I've seen some of the numbers and they're getting really good, like 100, 200 people listening to replay. So that's great. But, you know, how do we keep pushing that? How do we keep expanding it? If we have different time zones, you know, people can host calls at different time zones and that's going to reach a bigger audience. And I really miss Jedi and Angel. I enjoyed, because it was hard for me to join in the daily update because I was at work, whereas at night I could just hang out and we could talk and do whatever. But that's the other idea, is more space calls. But how do we expand the reach of that? Do we need to do, you know, more subjects? Do we need to invite guests on to talk about different things in crypto or to get more people involved? But that would be my one ask, is let's come up with some ideas to try and get more people involved. And then YouTube, I finally did a new YouTube update video. I did one on becoming a grumpy cat whale not too long ago. And then I just did sort of a general update one where I talked about Bonk. And Bonk was a crypto, it's a dog coin on Solana. And it was interesting because I had actually seen it back in around March or April of this year of 2023. I didn't invest in it. I was looking for crypto projects with a lot of zeros. And I think I saw it on crypto.com. And I've said this in the video, and it's true. I just looked at it and I said, that looks stupid. What the hell is Bonk? That looks dumb. And it just... that was essentially it. And I think the price was a little higher. I think Tonic was the other one I saw on crypto.com, and it was a little cheaper, and I could get more of it for less. And I bought 1 billion Tonic. I since sold those to get into Pepe. So if Tonic ever runs, now I'll feel bad because I actually had 1 billion Tonic. And that would be kind of rough. I always hate selling stuff to get into something else because the thing you sold may go up in value and you could have regrets. So in a way, I'm actually glad I didn't buy Bonk, because if I had, I probably would have sold it for Pepe when Pepe ran. And then you really would have felt bad that, wow, you know, Bonk took off like it did and I didn't have any. I had sold it and let it get through my fingers. But again, that's my gamble with Grumpy Cat Coin. And again, when do you buy these things? Do you buy them when they're off and running? Or do you, you know, is it better to buy them when they're just sitting there at a low price and you can accumulate hundreds of billions of these things for a few $100 or a few $1,000? And then if it does have its day, if it does have its run, you just sit back and you watch, you know, a 10x, a 100x, a 1,000x, and it's got to be probably an insane feeling. I know when it's just, you know, I was there for the Shiba Inu run. I barely got into it. I barely had, you know, I had 20, 40 million. And even just watching that go when it ran was exciting. So there's no other feeling like it. It's like hitting a slot machine and getting the bonus and just watching, you know, the thing is dinging and going off. And it's very exciting when it happens. But there's only so much you can do. You can try to find those quality projects. And that's what I believe Grumpy Cat is, that there's a good team behind it. It's not a scam because it's been around. And we've been around since May of 2023. We've had some ups and downs, but we're here. And you've got a solid core community that's dedicated. We're holding the daily space calls. People are producing content and we're there. We're not a huge community, and that's something we have to grow, and we have to expand our footprint and reach more people. We can't just stay within our comfort zone. We have to be able to reach new people, and that's the one thing I hope we do in 2024. The other good thing that we can sit back on is ETH. We're based on ETH, and when ETH goes up, we go up with ETH. Of course, if people are selling us at the same time, it doesn't help.
But if you know people are holding and ETH just goes up, we go up in value. Now that's true when ETH goes down in value, we feel that as well. But with the ETH ETFs, along with the Bitcoin going up, you know, ETH tends to go up with Bitcoin. They're Coke and Pepsi. It's gold and silver. And they when one goes up, the other one tends to go up with it. And hopefully that will be the case with these ETFs. They get approved in January, and we just have that. They just start going up, and they stay up. Is now people can get Bitcoin, they can get Ethereum, and they can put it in their retirement accounts. It's easier to buy. That's one of the things about crypto is it's hard to buy. It's complicated unless you're buying it off Gemini or Crypto.com or an exchange that's easy to use. It took me, like, it was hard for me, excuse me, it was hard for me to buy Pepe. And it took me a few days to, like, figure out how do I get a wallet? How do I get ETH? How do I trade it? And then, unfortunately, it took me those days to learn how to buy it. But then I didn't realize when I went to sell it, I didn't have the ETH in my account to make the transaction. I had used all the ETH to buy Pepe. So when I wanted to sell it, I just didn't have enough ETH. And then it took too much time to get some ETH in my account. I had to buy it on another account and then wait for that to settle and then transfer it. So by the time I was able to get the ETH in the account, Pepe had already gone down. Pepe had already gone down. I missed my chance. Not that I was going to make that much money, but when it had its run to the, I think it was 5 zeros and a 4, I think it was, you know, I missed out because I didn't know how to sell it. And that's why I always try to have ETH now in my account, so you never know when that moment will happen. I don't know, we'll see. I the one good thing about a space call is you can kind of go back and forth and you can hear other people's ideas on what we can do to support Grumpy Cat in 2024 and try to expand this project and get new people involved. One, we can just keep doing what we're doing, which is good. We have to do that, but then what else can we do? We're all waiting for the big alpha to drop. You know, apparently there's another party involved, and we're waiting for them. So sometimes it's not about what you want to do. You have to wait sometimes and be patient. And I know it, they wanted it to announce it in December, and that was the hope. That was the plan. But if there's other people involved and they're not ready yet, there's only so much you can do. I'm willing to wait. I'm as impatient as anybody. I tend to get go fever, and I like to do it now and get it done. So it's been a lot for me the past few weeks waiting for this news to come. I want to get moving. There's a lot of things I want to get working on, but now we're into the holidays, and it's good to take a step back and spend some time with your family and get ready for 2024. And whatever this news is going to be, I have some ideas of what it could be. I don't know if they're right or not. I won't speculate what they are on this thing, but you know, I hope if it's what it is, I think it is, then I think that's really good, and I think some people got smart, and if they do what they, I think that maybe it can happen. Not only they get smart, I think they'll be getting very rich soon and have a definite improvement in things. But again, that's speculation. I'll wait and see what it is. I'm excited. I trust the people that do know. It's funny, for Christmas, we surprised our kids with a trip to Disneyland. Well, I mean, we're going to go in March, but we were planning it, and we couldn't tell them till we made a box with Disney, you know, T-shirts and mouse ears and some maps to the park. So when they opened up the box, they slowly realized, they thought, oh, first they just got some Disney T-shirts, and then they realized they saw the Disney tickets and the Disney maps, and they realized they were going to Disneyland. But we had to keep that secret. We wanted them to have that moment on Christmas Day. And it was hard. You know, you want to tell, you want to plan, you're worried that you might let something slip. But when you have that moment and they finally realize it, that's that moment that they'll always have with them, that we didn't let it slip. And I'll give you an example. We were, you know, kind of tight for time. My wife and I, we both got sick around Christmas. So we needed to get the kids some other presents besides the Disney trip. And I remember taking my daughter out to the store and I'm saying, all right, tell me what you want, but then act surprised on Christmas because I didn't want to get the wrong thing for her. So she got to pick out her Christmas gift, and that way I knew she got exactly what she wanted. So there was an instance where they knew what was going on, And there might not have been a surprise, but it was practical to let that happen. Whereas the alpha, you never know. You don't want to spook anybody. And you also, if this is a partnership or a joint thing, you want to be responsible. You want to know that they can trust you. So they're going to do what they're going to do, and eventually we'll find out. And that's why I acquired a lot more Grumpy Cat. One, the price was low. I mean, if the price was sky high, I'd probably, you know, be about where I'm at, right? I can't afford to acquire a lot of Grumpy Cat when the price goes up. But when we take a dip, it's like, you know what? This is the time. If you've got dry powder and you can get it now, because if we go and we eat another zero, now it's twice as much or three times as much to buy it at that point. So now is a time, good time to buy if you have dry powder when the price is near our historic lows. You kind of know that's the bottom. It can always go lower, but that tends to be the bottom in the high 20s, low 30s. So even though we bumped up a little bit when the mid 30s to high 30s, still not a bad time to buy if you can acquire it, which is what I did. I bumped up to the 2 trillion. So I have plenty of Grumpy Cat. I'll hold it for as long as I can. But I've said, I'm going to be honest with you. If there comes a point where I can wipe out some credit cards, I can make up my losses in AMC, you know, I'm going to hit that sell button. And that's why I acquired a lot. But I hope that's not for a long time. Like I said, I'm not doing it for $100. I'm not doing it for $1,000. You know, it's going to have to hit, you know, at least, about 100 million market cap before I would even think about that. But if it got there, you know, got to think about these times, like when are you going to pull the trigger? I think the last thing that I want to see is community members that help build this project go up and down and they don't get any profit or any good thing. But then the traders that come in, they're the ones walking away with, you know, all the profits. So I hope people that are involved and help build this, we all get rewarded in the end. But again, that's a personal decision. It's your investment. And you know, that's your decision. I know I support this project and I want to be there. I want to see us be a multi-billion dollar project. And I know that's a long way away from where we are right now, but that's the point. And if people are afraid that all these big wallets are just going to dump when the price goes up, then they're not going to invest in us. So the only thing we can do is look at our wallets. Have we sold in the past few months? We're holding. We're holding for bigger numbers. When that will be, who knows? But at least you can look at our track record for now. And a lot of these big wallets have not sold over the past few months. We're holding for those bigger market caps. And hopefully we'll have huge market caps in 2024. Well, thanks for listening. Like I said, let's make this podcast the number one podcast on Podomatic, which is kind of a small pond, I think, in the world of podcasting. But still, those are the stats that I look at. And the more people that listen to it, the more traction it gets, the more that message of Grumpy Cat Coin is going to spread, that there's a quality meme coin you can invest in with a good core community that wants to see the project go as high as we can take it, that we're not a pump and dump, we're not a scam. We've been here since May. Every day you can come on a space call, and if you got a question or you got a concern, there's Grumpy Cats that will answer that. We got a Telegram that's about 24/7, 7 days a week, where you can get on there and ask questions, and someone will most likely get back to you. And that's why I'm in it. You know, it's a quality project with good people involved. So thanks for listening, and I'll try to do a podcast today just to kind of, you know, keep things going. I know it was nice when we have space calls, but it's hard for me to schedule the space call time. And if I try to start one up spur of the moment, I've tried a few times and nobody comes in, and I'm not going to sit there and talk to myself. You know, so I'd rather just go post a podcast and do it that way. So thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. Leave a comment, like if you can. Spread the message of Grumpy Cat Coin, that there are good projects in crypto, and Grumpy Cat Coin is one of them. Thanks for listening, everybody.